Do you struggle to find the time and energy to consistently eat healthy? You're not alone, and there is a solution. Introducing Factor, the all-in-one meal delivery service that preps, cooks, and delivers fresh, never frozen, fully prepared meals directly to your door weekly. With Factor, every meal is designed by dietitians and handcrafted by world-class chefs, keeping your taste buds happy and your waistline trim. What's more, the menu changes every week, so you never lose interest in eating healthy. Right now, Factor is offering listeners of One More Crime Podcast $50 off over their first 2 weeks. Just go to factor75.com, pick your meals, and use the code PODCAST50 at checkout to claim this limited time offer. That's Factor 75 with the code PODCAST50.
Meow.
Well, how do I minimize my screen a little bit? Oh, got it.
Nailed it.
So what's new? Anything?
It's been a really long week.
Same. And I missed, really? I missed school. I missed work. Yeah, like twice. Oh no, that was last week. Fuck, I don't even know what day it is. But I took Molly to the vet. Oh yeah, I told you that.
Yeah.
So she's not dying.
That's good.
She's on pain pills now. She's a pill head.
My dogs are too, because Harley quit. She got off her trazodone. And she's just been going crazy. So I had, and then Cairo started destroying his crate, like straight up bending an iron fucking crate. He has never done that in his life. I don't know. So I have these Pet Ease chews that I found at Tractor Supply. You can get them on Amazon, and they have like tryptophan and all this other stuff in it. And they really worked for Harley. So I gave Cairo four of them today. So I went a little above his weight bracket, but there was no damage to the kennel. So that's a win.
Wow.
Yesterday, one of the dogs had diarrhea all over the house. I was gone for 20 minutes. So that's fun.
So no stalker updates or anything?
Nothing.
That's depressing.
It's been nice and boring over here.
I need some updates. So we got nothing yet.
I'm ready for tomorrow to be over. Then I got to work Saturday. So I'm ready for that to be over so I can enjoy my day and a half weekend.
Yeah, pretty much same. I have eyebrows. I think I have them Saturday and Sunday, so yay.
Someone hasn't finished Christmas shopping, so I have to finish his Christmas shopping this weekend for him.
That's nice. Is he not coming home?
Yeah. For like a day.
So why you have to finish it? He should get his ass out there and shop.
I mean, I'll drag him with me, but he won't do it unless I make him.
I'm slacking, so somebody needs to drag me out. I pretty much spent online.
And the only thing I haven't done is Brinley's.
I got her clothes, but got her a house thing. So
I don't even know what to get her because all you said is clothes and shoes. So I'm like,
pretty much some snacks. She likes snacks.
some fruit.
Attention, listeners! If you have children,
snacks for Christmas.
Tell their friends to get you snacks. We need to do a haunted story. How many more episodes do we have in our Lady Killers?
I have no idea.
Don't we run the show?
Do we?
Shouldn't we know these things?
Yeah, but we never really said a thing. Like, we never really said we're doing 10 episodes per season. Like, we kind of just decide when we're tired of doing Lady Killers or tired of doing something, and then we just switch.
So maybe like January is gonna be.
Yeah, we can start a new one in January. Why not? I actually kind of think that next week will be like, we'll do. Hold on. Let me look at my calendar before I say this. So we'll air an episode next week in the 23rd, but I think we're going to take that New Year's Eve off and then we can start back on the 6th, like the first week of January.
Okay. Okay. So podcast stuff, reviews. How are reviews?
Sarah.
People like us? Can we read them?
Yeah, but I'm going to be honest. I was a little just like sad because like 40 people responded like when I, cause I did that whole, like, who wants a giveaway? Yes or no. And like 40 people were like, hell yeah. But only 3 people entered.
That's sad.
So I was a little sad.
People are busy.
We got two more. So the one from Ella, which is actually who won.
Yay, congratulations.
Yeah, she's very
sweet. I'm late.
She said, amazing. I absolutely love this podcast. I always get so excited when a new episode comes out and they never disappoint. And then Katie Abbott, which I love her. She's so stinking cute. She said, highlight of my car trips. I love true crime podcasts and this one definitely didn't disappoint. I love the combos and the stories and I can definitely relate to the paper turning. I write everything down. I also enjoy how there are themes and you focus on one state at a time, hearing stories I've never heard before and makes me want more each and every week.
Oh, love her.
And the other girl, she sent in hers and like sent me a screenshot like I asked, but it never showed up. So I don't know. I don't know how Apple Podcasts worked. Like I tested it myself and it took it 3 days to post.
Wow.
So, but hers never did. However, she did send me her thing. So I'll read it anyways, because I did enter her. Hers says, not just another true crime podcast. I am always on the hunt for a good true crime podcast and definitely found the right one here. Listening to Aaron and Amanda is like sitting around with old friends, shooting the breeze and talking about our favorite subjects. Murder. Oh, and don't get me started on their accents. I love, love, love y'all. Trust me when I say you won't be disappointed giving these girls a listen. And that was from Kylie.
Thanks, Kylie.
Which Kylie has also been a huge supporter, like on our Instagram and stuff. Like she likes everything. She shares our stuff. Like she's fantastic too.
Awesome.
But
what is our accent?
Texan.
No.
Remember we said that about the crimes we're into? We're like, we love their accents. And they're like, we don't think we have an accent.
Yeah. But they do.
But we do too. I think we do. Especially to people like Northern or
The first time I went to Nevada, they were like, what'd you say? Like, what do you mean what I say? They're like, say it again. I'm like, y'all. Yeah.
When I went to Chicago, like I would just walk in and be like, hey guys, what's up to like whoever, and they're like, you're not from here, are you? I'm like, because I said hey. Is that the wrong word? Or is it because like y'all aren't friendly? I don't which one is it?
Don't say y'all. Hey, nobody said anything to us in New York though.
No.
I think I had that New York mentality. I was like, we're here to honk at people and order quick.
Oh, I want to go back so bad.
Oh, me too. Can these people just get a vaccine so we can get back to normal?
I don't know.
You ready?
Ready.
All right. So I had two lovely ladies I wanted to cover, but one is very similar to another I've already done. So maybe next time we'll do her. But today we're going to do you. I just did the.
Yeah, I edit those out all the time. I do them too.
So today I'm going to cover Miss Christine Falling. She was born Christine Laverne Slaughter, which with that name.
That's Laverne just setting you up for failure.
Slaughter. It's no wonder she turned out the way she did, but I'm sorry. Kind of. She was born March 12th, 1963 in Perry, Florida. Our family was poor, which I think we should start some charts because I feel like all murderers, like we need their childhood details because I feel like they're always poor and abused.
They tip a lot of
lower class. Anywho, so Christine was a overweight and mentally delayed child who was also abused by her biological parents.
Gotcha.
And also suffered from seizures and epilepsy, which I feel like I'm having right now.
just a little stroke.
I'm glitching. So some articles say her mom was 16 when she had Christine and that her dad was 65.
What?
Yeah.
16 and 65?
Yeah. So I'm not sure if her mom was like a hooker, drug addict, both. Maybe he was a pimp. I don't know. Their names were Ann and Thomas. And they had Carol, who was Christine's older sister. And then they also had two boys after Christine, which were Michael and Earl. Ann would apparently leave for months at a time and seem to come home pregnant. Again, I don't know if she's a hooker or I'm not sure. But Thomas only claimed Earl as his biological child.
Oh, it's Thomas possible. Didn't even claim her?
No. So it's possible that Anne and possible, and had Carl and Christine. Carol, not Carl. Gosh. Okay, so it's possible she had the two girls, but then met Thomas, the old man.
Mm.
But there's nothing concrete. So it doesn't say that he was their stepdad. And they did get his last name. So maybe he like adopted them, or maybe it was nothing official.
Sure.
Obviously. I'm just picturing like the hood. Like real ghetto and trashy. Like,
we don't know who our baby daddies are. Okay.
Trailer park of Florida. I'm not sure. And this was in the 60s, which is kind of.
That's like the pre like freedom movement where like sex was finally liberating.
I guess.
There's no telling what was going on back then.
I don't know.
Teach their own.
Yeah. So when Anne would leave, Thomas would care for Carol, not Carl, Carol and Christine. And he would take them to the woods where he worked. I was thinking maybe he was a lumberjack. Then I read on after I'd already wrote this and saw that he was also like a junk man. So I don't really know. But it was in the woods. It did say that. Which I don't know what some 65-year-old man should be doing in the woods. But unless you watch Virgin River. And then the lumberyard is a cover-up for the weed farm.
True that.
Could have been that.
No, fentanyl.
And if you don't watch Virgin River, then
I'm finished it last spoiling night, that.
But Thomas ended up getting hurt at work, so Anne pretty much had to take care of her own children. And oh, by darn. Take care, I mean she passed them off from family member to family member. And then she eventually just abandoned them on a bench at Perry Shopping Center. It's very sweet of her.
Straight up was like, here, sit on this bench. Mommy's got to go.
Yeah, I'm going to go shopping and never come back, apparently.
Wow.
So they ended up being adopted by Thomas's cousin, Jesse and Dolly Falling. So she did take their name, which is weird. I guess her mom didn't have family. I'm assuming they probably like abandoned her for getting pregnant at like 14, 15, 16. Dolly was unable to have children and always wanted them. So you would think this was finally the girl's life they were going to get to have. My question is, though, where are the boys? I couldn't find anything mentioning them. And they're younger. So it's kind of weird.
Maybe Thomas liked the boys and allowed her to keep them.
Maybe. So strange. Go drop these two off. We'll keep these.
The girls, we don't want them.
No bueno. The boys can help in the woods.
There you go.
That's really what happened to Bet.
Back then, there's no, like, it's possible.
God. So the new life that they got was not what they expected. They were physically and sexually abused by Jesse and Dolly, and Jesse had a toxic, oh, I'm sorry. They were physically and sexually abused by Jesse, and Dolly and Jesse had a toxic, dysfunctional relationship as well. Jesse had been arrested twice for sexually abusing Carol, Christine's older sister. The first arrest ended up being a hung jury, and the second, Dolly had dropped the charges because that's a good mother.
Sure.
A church pastor noticed the dysfunction going on in the family and intervened, and they agreed to send the girls to a foster home. Which is still sad, but better. Christine said that she enjoyed her time at the home, but social workers said that she was a compulsive liar, a thief, and would get in trouble just for attention, which I can see preteens do that anyways. So someone with her past, I wouldn't really be shocked. They spent about a year at the home and then were sent back to the Fallings. So maybe they went to counseling. I don't know. They got the kids back. In October of 75, Jesse allegedly subjected Christine to a severe beating for being 10 minutes late, and he insisted that she wear shorts to school the following day so everyone could see the justice marks. And the following day, they ran away, the girls, Carol and Christine.
I would have too.
And that was from a different article, so I'm not 100% sure if that's true, but I wouldn't be shocked. Christine lived with Carol and some friends, and then Christine went to live with her biological mother, who was Anne. And in September of 77, she was 14 and ended up marrying a guy in his 20s. Yeah.
What?
Who was also supposedly her stepbrother.
What?
Possibly half-brother.
Possibly half-brother.
So I couldn't find anything on him, but they were saying stepbrother. So we're like, well, maybe if she's still with Thomas, he had children. Because, you know, he's old. I don't know. Well, who knows? But then if it was like one of the younger, no, it wasn't a younger brother. So had to be step because her half brothers were younger than her. And this guy was definitely older. So weird. I mean, when we were 14, we were probably looking at 20-year-olds, but mm-hmm. parents won't let us marry them.
Mm-mm, definitely not. We would go to the mall and pretend we were like 16.
Oh, yeah. We were so cute. No, nowadays, they can legit do that because they look like they're 20 when they're 14. We look like we were 13.
I still look like I'm 13. Everyone at work, like, they just found out I was 29 the other day. They were like, you're 29. I'm like, yes. Yes, I am. Don't mind me with my pigtails looking like I'm 12.
Oh, goodness. Back to the marriage. It didn't last long. It was about 6 weeks because Christine was violent and all they did was argue and fight. So there's red flag number one. After her marriage failed, she developed a compulsion for going to the emergency room. Each time she would complain about something new that the doctors could not diagnose.
Mm. So she's got Munchausen, but not by proxy.
Correct.
Oh, nailed it.
Nailed it. One time she went and complained about abnormal bleeding, which just turned out to be a heavy menstrual cycle. Another time was about a snake bite. And then within 2 years, she had gone to the hospital over 50 times.
How many times?
50.
50?
Yeah. Jesus. In 2 years. That's like almost once a week.
That's ridiculous.
Well, every other week. It was 2 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So between the adoptive and foster parents, Christine picked up a new hobby also. She said she, I don't know what age this started. That's why I said between the times. She apparently loved cats and would test their 9 lives by throwing them off of roofs of tall buildings.
I don't think that's love.
Well, I was thinking, well, maybe like that's what her parents did to her. Maybe they like strangled her. And then she had the whole Munchausen. I'm like, what's the word we just said? For like all these things that obviously weren't happening to her. So I'm like, maybe those things happened to her when she was younger. I don't know. And she's like replaying them in her head.
Maybe.
I mean, she was in the woods with Thomas. So maybe she actually got bit by a snake at one point.
That's true.
Now she's trying to get treated now that she's older. I don't know. Hmm. And by older, it's crazy because listening and writing the story, I'm like thinking like 20, 30 year old, like an adult, but she's still a teenager. Literally like 14 to 19.
Yeah.
I mean, all this happening. So, killing cats. And I'm guessing nobody knew about it or they just didn't care because us being crime junkies, that's a red flag. Mm. So listeners, if you're new to this, if you have children or know anybody who are killing animals, that's your sign to run.
Or starting fires.
Or starting fires.
Or wetting their bed past the normal age.
I was like, wetting their bed?
Those are the three, the McDonald triad.
Oh, I didn't know that one. Mm-hmm. What's a normal age? What's wetting the bed have to do with killing people?
There was a study, there's several studies done that they would ask like all these serial killers, psychopaths, that type of thing. They would interview them. And the three things that 100% of them in those studies had in common was they played with fire, they killed animals, and they always wet their bed past a normal age.
Weird. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay. So she's a baby killer. She's an animal killer.
Wow.
Kittens are babies. Those are my babies. Same thing. So she attempted to work a few waitressing jobs, but it didn't work out well for her due to her mental capacity. She did, however, end up being a great babysitter, probably because she has the mindset of a child.
Mm-mm.
At least that's what everybody thought. So she got along well with the children, and the parents said she was very reliable and sweet and looked past her disabilities. February 25th, 1980, Christine was watching Cassidy Johnson, who was a two-year-old, and she died from encephalitis, which is an inflammation of the brain commonly caused by a viral infection. But it turns out she actually died from a severe skull injury. And the police interviewed Christine, but since there was no evidence against her, they just didn't pursue it any further.
But died, like, under her care?
Yes.
Like, while she was babysitting her one night?
Yes. So.
Can you tell your family to be quiet? We're recording.
She did not want to get out of the bath yet. In 1981, Christina left Lakeland and moved back to Perry. Once in Lakeland, she began babysitting. This time was a four-year-old named Jeffrey Davis. Jeffrey's mother came home to him laying on the floor, and Christine was pretty much just hanging out. She asked what happened. Christine said he just stopped breathing.
And I'm just chilling now.
I'm just going to leave him on the floor until you get home and take care of this.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with your child.
It's not my problem.
So they called 911, but Jeffrey was pronounced dead once they reached the hospital. The autopsy report listed, I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm probably going to do it wrong, but myocarditis.
I have no idea. I haven't heard that term on Grey's Anatomy, so I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Grey's Anatomy is letting us down.
It wasn't in my training.
It's myocarditis.
myocarditis.
My cardiac. Nurses listening, could you please send us the pronunciation?
We Google.
Google could do it. I'm not a doctor, but that was what was listed on his report, which is usually caused by viral infection and causes inflammation of the heart. Are you Googling it?
Myocarditis.
Cardiitis. I don't know. Our listeners are probably like, these girls are freaking idiots.
Myocarditis.
Okay.
Myocarditis.
I think I have to say it again in a moment.
Can I make it go slow?
Myocarditis.
You're welcome, everybody. Now you know how to say
it. Oh, would you like to hear it in British?
Please.
Myocarditis.
I like that the best.
Okay.
I'm going to need a translator to read my whole story. Like
in British.
Oh, okay. This is a serious matter and we're laughing.
We got to like make it a little lighthearted, okay?
Yeah, true. Okay.
If not, we would end all these episodes crying and drunk.
All these people are dying. Okay, where was I? I got distracted.
Inflammation of the heart wall.
Yes. Okay. A few days later, Davis family is attending the funeral for Jeffrey. The Davises recommended Christine as a sitter for his little cousin Joseph while they're attending the funeral. Right. I'm glad you're shaking your head. Okay. That was my thought, but I don't think I would have done that. But also, they don't know about the first child that died. So technically, they just think that he had a viral infection and died. Not her fault. But I would have already been
weirded out. I feel like this is going to come for a full circle and be her fault.
Well, yes. They don't know this yet.
Because they're not crime junkies.
Correct. Well, at first I was like, well, I can understand. They don't know about the first child. Mm-mm. But it would have bugged me that she didn't call 911. Like, it would have.
Yeah.
That I came home to my child dead on the floor and this babysitter just chilling.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend her.
No. Sure. Because if your child gets hurt, she's just going to watch it bleed to death.
Right. Oh, you fell off the stove and cracked your head open.
They're there.
I'm sorry. Just lay here. Wait for your mom to get home.
It's fine.
I don't know. Wouldn't have recommended it. I don't know. So. Okay. But maybe the doctors made it believable and I don't know. I'm stumped. Mm-mm. Either way, Joseph passed away that day in Christine's care. Well, they're having a funeral for the other one. She said that he just didn't wake up from his nap. And the doctors again said it was from a viral infection and the case was closed.
What are they testing to say that all of these are viral infections?
No, that's like literally my next line. I was like, I would have still been suspicious, but I guess in the 80s, everything was a viral infection.
So this is child
a freaking brain.
This is child three.
So this is number three, but only number two in whatever town because she's moved back and forth.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yes. So, I guess she felt that people were going to notice because then here we go again. She's moving back to Perry. So she was in Lakeland. First one was Perry. Kid dies. Moves to Lakeland. Two kids die. Now she's going back to Perry. And you guessed it. Somebody else is going to die.
Great.
So she starts a job as a housekeeper for an elderly man named William Swindle. William died her first day of work. He was found on the kitchen floor from apparent heart attack, but it was not investigated because of his age and pre-existing health conditions.
So now she's learned to go after the old people.
Apparently. Which, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe she just needed to kill somebody. I don't know.
Do you, boo?
Okay, so not long after William died, Christina is spending the day with her stepsister, who I don't know who her stepsister is. Maybe Thomas has like a lot of children and their family now. But they had taken her stepsister's 8-month-old daughter Jennifer to the doctor to get her vaccines, and then they stopped at the grocery store. Christine stayed in the car with Jennifer, and her stepsister came back outside, and Jennifer said she just stopped breathing and died. And she was holding her, like crying. So they assumed that she had complications from the vaccines. But we know that's not what happened. But we'll continue anyways.
Or we wouldn't be here right now.
July 2nd, 1982, Christine is taking care of a 10-week-old who is Travis Cook. And he was just home from the hospital after a week prior. Christina noticed he was having a hard time breathing. But this time, however, Travis did not make it. Christine said that he just suddenly died. The doctors and nurses ignored the usual tears that she always had. And she was trying to explain what happened, but the autopsy showed that the child's death was caused by suffocation. So,
finally
they're all, you know, digging a little deeper. She was taken into custody and entered into a psychiatric hospital for assessment. While she was there, she confessed to killing three of the children, but denied all knowledge of others. It was decided that she was not going to be, or it was not going to be easy to prove that the other deaths were her fault, I guess because the whole viral infection that was going around. So she was only charged with the three deaths that were Cassidy, which was the first child, and her stepsister's daughter, and then Travis, which was the last one. She was found guilty of the three and sentenced to life imprisonment without possibility of parole for at least 25 years. So she told the detectives that she killed her victims by smotheration, which is her words, not me. So smotheration is a new word.
Okay.
And she says she learned how to do it by watching TV, which is what she did a lot because she didn't really work. I'm curious how she had an apartment too.
But did she say why?
Not really, but we'll get to some of her.
Okay.
Why. But she said that she didn't know why a lot. So she says she learned how doing it from watching TV and that she would place a blanket over the children's faces. And that she also heard voices saying, kill the baby. So that's one of her whys. After a few years in prison, she did admit to strangling William, the old man.
Mm-hmm. So,
shocker. And in a taped confession, she described the events leading to the smotheration of each child. So according to Christine, Cassidy Johnson was smothered because she had gotten kind of rowdy or something. Jeffrey Davis made me mad or something. I was already mad that morning. I just took it out on him and started choking him till he was dead. Joe Boy was napping when, I don't know, I just got the urge and wanted to kill him. Her niece, Jennifer, died because she was continually crying and crying and crying, and it made me mad, so I just put my hands around her neck and choked her till she shut up. Travis Coleman was sleeping, and for no apparent reason, she killed him. What, so that's depressing.
Wish people could see my face right now.
Yep. So that's all I got. The end.
That's horrible. That is something I don't understand is how these people, I know like she had some mental issues and, you know, all that stuff. I don't understand when people are like, well, I don't know why I did it. I just felt like I should do it. Mm-hmm. You felt that it was going to be okay to kill people, not just people, but like multiple babies who are literally defenseless.
Yeah. Well, and I heard on one podcast, they were like, well, maybe it was because they were just crying and they like triggered something in her. And I was like, yeah, I could kind of see that, you know. But
then why does she keep being a babysitter?
Yeah.
It's like she kept doing it, like, and being a babysitter.
She could do it easily.
Exactly.
She's like, oh, I can kill babies and it's no problem at all. Well, then when I saw these quotes from her words, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh no. Like she said, one boy was just napping. He wasn't crying. So
she just wanted to.
Yeah. Well, when you see the pictures of her, you're going to be like, she looks a little crazy. Mm. She just looks mean. She looks like a bully from like the 60s, 50s. Like Big Bertha is what she looks like.
Big Bertha. That's awful.
What the hell? I mean, she obviously had some kind of, I mean, obviously mental delayed and abused. I don't know.
That's insane.
So another lesson, listeners, just because they're nice, don't let them babysit your children.
Mm-hmm. Background checks, yeah, references.
Yeah, checking all that. She had references of parents of dead children. Mm-mm. But yes, so that's my one.
I don't like it.
I'm so sorry. Do we have any lighthearted news? Anything bright and cheery. Tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday. It's not my Friday,
but it's Friday. Same. But it's Friday. It's payday.
I get paid. I'm about to go eat me some chicken spaghetti.
I don't know what I'm eating, but cooked it. It's one of our meals from Every Plate. Which, listeners, if you want to try it, I can get you a coupon code.
I am Every Plate. I make all the meals. What are you talking about?
I am Every
Plate. Hello.
Ugh, I don't have time. It's a struggle. That's like the nice life when you're single. Just go home from work and do whatever you need to do, want to do. Eat when you want to eat. And then you turn into a mom, a wife, and then you have to like feed other people.
Something was walking outside the door.
Something's walking outside the door.
Hi, Fatty.
Aww.
Are you a bad dog?
Like,
you
want to
tell Aaron how you're destroying your crate? Yeah.
Oh, but look how pretty he is.
He's a handsome boy.
Okay. Well, as always, please leave us a review on
and Apple subscribe. We were on YouTube.
They can't see us.
That's what the YouTubers do. Or something.
She's pointing down. Subscribe. Click the button below, but you guys are listening. Yeah. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, yeah. And I am thinking about redoing the Patreon. So I need everyone's input as to like what would entice you to want to be a Patreon member, like what kind of bonuses and extras and like price ranges and stuff. So if y'all have suggestions or ideas about like what would be like worth a dollar to you every month.
Hey,
or
I'm a $2 Patreon.
Aaron is a $2 Patreon.
Ballin'. I just want to see what the emails look like that they get. So I like to see both sides of it. That's the customer service in me.
Yeah, I don't care.
That's nice.
If y'all don't like it, you'll just let me know. I trust that if you don't like something, someone's going to be like, hey, Amanda, that really sucks. Can you fix it? And I'm gonna be like, oh, what sucks about it? Tell me and yes, I'll fix it.
Tell us nicely. Don't be rude.
I don't care.
Haven't we gotten a rude? No, we got a low review with no comment, right?
Yeah.
Because she didn't even have the balls. Or he. He might have been the stalker just trying to
up our review. I'd be willing to bet it is. But with our other two that we have, it's not evened out. We are back to our 5.0 rating.
Yay. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, really, thank you. And if y'all don't want Patreon, like, but y'all want to ever support us, the Anchor, which there's a link in the comment or the notes description part, there's a link to our Anchor, and you can literally do like a one-time donation of $1
or $100
or $100 or like, you know, $50 Christmas. Whatever.
They're like, no 100s for you.
No 100s.
Okay, 200.
We'll take it.
There's two of us.
We'll take it.
Okay, it's dinner time, y'all.
It is. We'll meet you back next week. Don't forget that you only have two more episodes from us this year. And then send us ideas for what you want the next theme to be starting at the beginning of the year. That's also what you can do.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So
paranormal. I miss it.
But it's just not always true crime. And remember, it was so hard to find like paranormal with true crime.
That's true.
Maybe.
Once a month, we can do a scary.
No. Or we can get our shit together one of these days. And that could be one of our bonuses on Patreon is a spooky story.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Food time. Until then, we'll see y'all next week.
All right. Bye.